Welcome, everybody. Share number 1005. We're learning today. Le'ilui nishmas Moshe Doig ben Rabbi Zisel. Le'ilui nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Le'refuish le'me Reuven Yeshua ben Esther Baelish. Takav refuish le'me Pesach Shachar Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Mavir. So an interesting question. This farm bring it down. The question is, I have an air condition going, or have a heating system going, whatever the case is. Now, the question is, when I walk in, let's say my house, a regular house, we're not getting into, we spoke in the past in reference to hotels and so on. Now the question is, I want to walk in, and simply it's not turning on or off the air condition or the heating system by me walking in, or possibly even opening up a window. What's going to happen? Possibly it'll work a little bit harder. Maybe in 10 minutes later, it's going to, work a little bit harder, either the air conditioning system, case where it becomes more warmer, or in the heating system. So would I be allowed to? Is there a problem with coming in and out of the house? Obviously, we could understand that would not be a problem. One has to come in and out of the house. But let's say, even opening up the window, I want a little fresh air. Good, I left my air condition on Shabbos, or possibly the heating system is on, and it's Shabbos, I can't do anything. But what I want to do is just open the window to get a little bit of fresh air. Is that a problem? Because possibly either the air condition, in the case when it's too hot, or where it's too cold, or whatever the case is, but heating system, it might work a little bit harder. Is that a problem? So before we get into that, we've spoken about in the past, there are certain heating or air conditioning systems, especially in hotels, which we spoke about, whereby when as soon as you walk in, it's there's sensors and it detects the person, the person's there, or the heat or whatever it is, and it automatically turns on. So that is a separate issue. That's taka problem. The Sefer Chaye Ha'olam brings down the laws of Shabbos and so on. He brings down over there that you have it. There are certain places that just by coming in the room, they automatically turn on the air conditioner or automatically turn on the heating system. So all those various different type of things, taka is also on Shabbos. But the regular house we're talking about right now, not the hotels and so on, but the regular house whereby everything is going, the heating system is going, or the air conditioner is going, and I just want to walk in and out, or just want to open up the window. So to read real quickly from the Sefer, Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa, he says like this, that there's nothing wrong with opening and closing doors or windows of a central heated apartment or house on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's not a problem at all. You'll say, what do you mean? It might work a little bit harder. We're not worried about that for various different reasons. That is to say, one need not worry that one will thereby accelerate the ignition or extinction of the thermostat, in other words, being in the operated heating system or the operated air conditioning system. All right, so that's a very important thing one should keep in mind. You have it a lot. You have sometimes a person just push it, wants some fresh air, and they want to open the window, and we see that's not a problem. Now, I do want to mention one thing we'll try and talk about, not getting into it right now, but if somebody does have candles burning, let's say I have my leichter, and it's somehow near a window, and now I want to open up the window, and it's right near the leichter, many times that would be a problem, depending on the situation. But we'll get to that a little bit separately. Right now we're trying to work on the electricity part of Mavir. Because why would it be a problem, just to get an understanding? Because when one opens a window, a wind could rush in, right? The wind rushes in and could blow out the candles. But we'll get to that. We'll see a little bit possibly in the malacha of kiboy extinguishing, because right now Mavir is more kindling a fire. Kiboy, there's some various different shilas which are on the putting out the fire end of it, which is like one of the shilas we just spoke about. So now, just real quickly to read also from the Sefer Chaye Ha'olam, again, Laws of Shabbos by Rabbi Yonason Nachsen. He says like this, that it would be allowed, another interesting question, it would be allowed to stand in front of an air conditioner or a fan or whatever the case is, right? It's hot, I come back, sometimes you have it in a hot day, a person comes back from outside, I want to cool off, I stand in front of the air conditioner. Is that a problem, possibly? Because in fact, maybe it might work harder. I'm not touching it in any way. So he says it would be allowed. He brings from various different places, come on the bottom, I'm not going to go through everybody right now, but it would be allowed to stand in front of an air conditioner or a fan, even though it might block the airflow. flow. Again, you're not sticking your hand there, but it's just by standing there, you're cooling off. It might possibly block the airflow a little and cause it, the air conditioner to work a little bit harder or whatever the case is, or use more electricity. It might not happen right away. Usually it won't happen right away in any case. But in any case, he does say that would not be a problem. One does not have to worry about. He brings again from various different places on the bottom. Similarly, one may open the window or door to a room where there is an air conditioner that is active. Like we, even though this will also cause the air conditioner to work harder, possibly, right? Warm air is rushing in or whatever the case is. Again, these are cases he brings on the bottom. One would not have to worry about it. But he does point out that nowadays, he brings from the Sefer Halacha Berura, that nowadays one should be careful that there are certain systems that air conditioning turns on as a result of one opening up the door, like we said. So it's sometimes a hotel or whatever. So since this is electronically connected to the door, or possibly a sensor or whatever the case is, in such a case, one must shut off the air conditioning before Shabbos, or if they get stuck, we spoke about in the past, to ask a guy to shut it off or to turn it off and so on. So that's an important point to keep in mind. Now, brings out another interesting, this is a sefer that was actually just written very recently, so he has a lot of different modern day shilas again, which we spoke about in the past, some of the older sfarim, the English sfarim, we're talking about the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about even in the English sfarim, a lot of the English sfarim that are quite a bit from the past, 30 years ago, whatever, don't have a lot of the modern day shilas and so on. For example, they talk about, I'm not going to get into it too much because today it's really not so negaya. There's many, many shilas brought down in reference to a regular telephone, like a telephone on the wall, or with a receiver, how to pick it up and what and so on. But today, obviously, people don't use that at all, basically, and in general. The people have cell phones or whatever the case is. But we'll see if we'll get to that possibly down the road. Now, he says another interesting, important thing. One may cover an electric eye. Let's say somebody has an air condition that's set on a timer somehow with an electric eye. So what they want to do is possibly to cover up the electric eye before it's status quo. Nothing's happening. The air condition is off. Nothing's happening. I just want to possibly cover up the eye so it doesn't catch. I'm not so familiar with this type, but it doesn't catch from the timer to set it off to go on at a certain time, and I don't want it to go on, so I'll just cover it up. So that's what he says. One may cover the electric eye of an air conditioner that is on a timer activated by its remote. It's somehow set before Shabbos, obviously, in order that it should not turn on when the timer on the remote, when the timer and the remote activates. I guess it's a more of a modern, again, I'm not so familiar with a lot of these things, but it's more of a modern type of a air conditioner where it's set on a modern type of a timer as opposed to what we were talking about in the last few shiurim. There's a more modern type of a timer that somehow the remote hits the sensor on the eye, but if you cover it up, nothing happens because it's covered, so it's not going to go on. So one would be allowed to cover up the electronic eye on that air conditioner. That's what he says, so that it will not turn on. But again, you have to be careful, making sure, of course, that there's no lights. Nothing's going to be affected as far as lights go, and so on. And there's no electric current, that would be affected in any way. But just covering it up so that it doesn't go on, he brings, would be fine. Now he brings down another interesting case in reference to this opening up the window and so on. Sometimes people have a digital thermostat. Or some people just have a thermometer, showing the temperature in that room or in the house. I know we have it sometimes. We have it also. A lot of places have it. Sometimes it's on a clock that people use. Sometimes they have a separate one. Sometimes it's on the wall. Sometimes it's connected to the heating system or whatever. Now, just it's showing a digital readout. So when what happens? Let's say I open up the window to get some fresh air, or I'll come into the house, so it automatically changes. So what do we do? It doesn't change right away, but it'll change in a few minutes once it starts cooling down or warming up. So he brings down again the same thing. Same thing does the Sefer Chayolim, the laws of Shabbos and so on. He brings down that it is allowed, that it is permitted. He brings it from Hilchos Shabbos Malka. Okay, so he brings like this. It's permitted. It's stuck allowed to open a window or door of a room, even though one has a digital thermostat that will eventually display a new temperature as a result of opening the door or window, right? I need some fresh air. What am I supposed to do? And again, it's not turning on any heating system. It's not turning on any air conditioner automatic. It's just, since the thermos will not show the different number immediately, it's not going to happen right away. In 10 minutes, it might go from 71 to 70, possibly, right? Because of the change of temperature on 8, 9 minutes, it might go from 69 to 71 or something like that, showing the temperature. He says, since the thermostat will not show a different number immediately, it's only a question of a grumma on a psik resha, grumma in a rabbinical prohibited malacha. We're dealing with a grumma, gram psik resha on a drabbanan, so he brings down lamaisa, that would not be a problem. He does bring down from others that even though one may be lenient regarding the thermostat or clock in one's home, right? You have it in a room. What am I supposed to do? I need some fresh air. I got to open the door. One should be careful not to wear a watch, if it's possible not to wear a watch that displays the temperature. That could be a little bit more problematic because it's maybe it's a little bit more of a psik resha. That might not be a grumma, possibly. But he says if it's on a watch, one should be careful if it displays the temperature. That's a little bit more of an immediate effect and so on. Okay, stop here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha. Kol tov.